Hey, it's Mike McEntee in for Ian here in the last few minutes of the Daily Report. Thank you for joining us today on this. It's dark now, obviously, but a crummy kind of winter day without sunlight that is just, I'm sorry, soul-sucking. So I hope you're having a better day than that. We've got a couple of topics here I want to get into, and you're invited to join us at 952-946-6205. You've often heard us talk about Howling for Wolves here on AM 950, and, you know, it's there's a lot of issues here at play. There's, you know, hunters want the rights. There's the animal rights activists saying this is, you know, absolutely abhorrent. And today we got the news, or actually the last couple of days, we got the news that the whole wolf hunting season went over the limit on what was supposed to be shot and killed. And that has some people very upset. And joining us to talk about that is Maureen Hackett, who is with Howling for Wolves. Maureen, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mike. I really appreciate you putting us on the air today. We had a nice rally at the DNR to try to ask them to close the hunt now. We do have word that they're closing it tomorrow, but we also had word that by law they couldn't close it before tomorrow, which is bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
So they went way over their quota in every zone almost. And the only zone, there's one zone open where they've only killed one wolf, and they have a quota of eight. So this gives us a chance to point out that, you know, the hunt is reckless, it's unpopular, and there's absolutely no science behind it. None.
The argument, and again, I'm just giving you these so you can respond to it, but the argument always is, well, the wolf is a predator, and we need to take care of the predators so that we protect those that it preys upon. True?
That's
false?
That's so bizarre. No, it's completely false. I mean, the wolf and the prey species have existed forever, and the predator has a very hard life. You know, wolf pups, they don't all survive, not at all. And they don't tolerate humans. The main thing that wolves... that limits wolves is habitat, and the habitat that's less than a road per square mile is not wolf habitat, or is wolf habitat. You have to have anything more than a road per square mile. A wolf doesn't tolerate. That's what research shows. But, you know, the wolf population had been stable without a hunt. It was thought to be sustainable, that if a big bad illness came through, like distemper, parvo, you know, if they started succumbing to those things, that they would survive it, because it kills 80% of the population when a disease comes through. But, you know, the wolf had been down to a few hundred wolves. They were descendants of tens of thousands of years of an animal that had been here. And we're the only state in the lower 48 with those genetics. Everybody else wiped their wolves out. So we say these, you know, only in Minnesota do we have the original wolf population that never went extinct. And we're taking chances with it.
Now,
I
was going to say the Minnesota DNR, Department of Natural Resources, feels, or at least somebody feels, that there's a necessity here to manage this population. Are you saying that need management?
If I could just kind of quickly back you up on that.
Yeah.
The DNR actually hasn't even said that, which
right.
is kind of good. They're actually saying that the wolf hunt is purely recreational, and that the whole point of it is that there are enough wolves to sustainably kill them.
Okay.
And they have no science to back that up. They know nothing about having a wolf hunt on a species like the wolves. The wolves live in packs. They rely on each other. And the more you kill them out, you know, unnecessarily, or kill them at all, kill them, they become unstable, and that creates unpredictable effects. And the DNR doesn't seem to realize that, because for 38 years they were under the protection of the federal government, and the DNR was allowed to kill the wolves when they were in conflict. And if they were abiding by the laws under the USDA, the feds were managing it up until 2012. And our population under that system had been stable for 10 years, 98 to 2008. And they implemented a hunt in 2012 without even a baseline survey. So there is no science behind what the DNR is saying. They implemented the hunt without a baseline population survey in 2012. So I think for 5 years they hadn't had a population survey of the locations of the packs, the average pack size. So, you know, they're not basing it on anything.
So we get it that there was a protection until 2012 federally to prevent
yes.
the hunting here in Minnesota. So
was even to prevent excessive lethal control for livestock conflicts. You know, we allowed it, but it wasn't supposed to be preventative.
Okay, but
there was supposed to be events before you killed wolves for livestock conflicts.
Okay, so we got rid of that federal protection. That layer of law went away, and we were left with just the state laws. So what prompted the DNR then to start saying, okay, we're going to be able to hunt this? Was it a legislative initiative or just that somebody at some bureaucrat said, let's do
it? Let me fix this. We had in law a 5-year wait that was supposed to be in effect following the delisting of the wolves. The DNR used the excuse, and I call it an excuse because they were protected under that time, but they used the excuse that throughout that 10-year period of time, which we were lucky to have because we got good data, that the wolf went on and off the endangered species, and therefore time served was the argument. But the other argument was they hadn't allowed for any public comment, which was by law supposed to happen, and that was never taken out of law. Governor Dayton lined it out with the Republican-led legislature during the budget bill in 2011, July of 2011. And so they lined out that 5-year wait. So as soon as the wolf was delisted in December of 2011, went into effect in January of 2012, they were having a hearing on a hunt the day before it was even official in the state house. So it was a legislative initiative to get a wolf hunt into the law. But honestly, the DNR could have had it without the legislature giving them the licensure sales and different sort of administrative actions like that. So they both pointed fingers at each other and said, well, the legislature told us we had to do it. And the legislature said, well, the DNR could do it without us. But in fact, we have a memo, and the DNR knows we have it. We've shown it to many people, where the DNR says, well, we now that we have the wolf under our administration, even though we should do a baseline survey, even though we should do an estimate of harvest, success, we owe it to our primary clients, the hunters and the trappers, and to our secondary clients, the livestock producers, to give them a hunt now that we have the wolf. And so they went forward with the hunt in 2012 without even skipping a beat. They skipped to the hunt. No wolf management, no non-lethal methods put in place, no assessing the public attitudes, you know, things that need to be, you know, for people to understand a little bit more about what it means to have wolves on the landscape.
And I thank you for stepping me through that, because I thought it was important to step everybody through that, no matter how often we've heard it.
I really appreciate it. I so appreciate it, because, you know, what I'm learning is we've been at it now for over 2.5 years, and there are people who are just jumping on board and just waking up, which is good because we're getting more and more people aware, but they don't know the background. And why we pointed out going over the limit by the DNR today, why we had this rally and put out press releases and got some media hits, is the wolves were quickly killed. They were killed faster this year than last year and the year before. It accelerates every year that they start to hunt, and boom, they get a bunch of wolves right away. And it's because the wolves are all young, and they don't really have any elders anymore. They've killed a lot of 2 and under in 2012. They killed a lot of 2 and under in 2013. Well, now they would be 4-year-olds, you know, or going on, and they don't have them. I mean, this is all conjecture in terms of what the ages are, not what the ages are, because I've seen the charts. And the majority, over half the wolves that they kill are 2 and under. And that I know. So what the proportion of those are in the population, we don't know. We don't have good science. We also don't have good science on what is the minimum population that is sustainable without a risk of going under from a lot of effects. And we don't have that. The science doesn't exist. But the science does exist that when you kill wolves, even for lethal control, in livestock conflicts, you create more livestock conflicts. And so I say, imagine, that just came out in the New York Times, published it December 4th. Washington State University professor went through 25 years of statistical data. But even so, you know, what would a hunt do? What does a hunt do to the population, to the people interactions with the wolves? I mean, they're here. We don't want to get rid of them, so let's be smart about it. Let's not be counterproductive.
So
we're not being smart.
Let's talk about what can be done, because we got about a minute or so here left. Obviously, people could visit stopthewolfhunt.org to take a look at.
Yeah, they can go to howlingforwolves.org.
Howlingforwolves.org.
Howlingforwolves.org. Yes. What they can do is, well, you know, the governor has to hear from people, and people need to engage this legislative session with their legislators. And as boring as it sounds, you need to make a meeting with your legislator. You need to kind of go to a town hall meeting. You need to send them an email. You need to make a phone call. You sign our letter on our website. But you have to engage. And we have February 5th, we have Wolf Day at the Capitol. We're going to be at the legislature this year. We need people's help to engage, because that's what the wolf needs. You know, the DNR really isn't there to protect the wolf. They're at least not doing it. There's nothing about a hunt that protects a wolf. What it does is you kill one wolf, and there are 4 or 5 wolves that die that you never counted, because they died of starvation, they had more conflicts, you know, lots of reasons. But there are consequences that we don't even know about that off, we call it additive effects, additive mortalities from wolves. And, you know, it may be not 1 to 5, but it's high.
Maureen Hackett with Howling for Wolves, thank you for joining us today with that update. We'll obviously keep tabs on this with you through the legislative session.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll take a break here, and we'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Mike McEntee and for Ian on AM 950, The Daily Report.